when you think about those early years at the laboratory, you were a young boy, but also you were quite, you know, old enough probably to remember. So what do you remember being a typical day in the laboratory? Was it bustling with students and people, or was it quiet? How do you remember it?
In general, the front rooms of the laboratory were used by the students, and then there was a center room that was more or less the office where Alice was the secretary, and later Ruth Todd had her desk, I think it was at that point, before the steel room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was relatively quiet because there was no need for talking much, except when he was teaching them, I guess. But then they would be talking in the two student rooms. But it was basically fairly quiet and lots of studying going on. And work was coming in at a tremendous pace when he died.
Mm-hmm.
The Bikini Atoll had been fired, and they had received an untold amount of samplings from the atoll before the blast, and then they received an equal amount after the blast to see what any changes were made, and an incredible amount of work when he died. It was coming in man years a day of work, and I don't know whatever happened to all that work, but I imagine somewhere, Ryan, you probably know where it might have gone.
Yeah, it's all here. Dr. Cushman's entire collection, all his correspondence, artwork, everything is here at this museum. And
yeah.
So all samples, everything came here. I think it was shipped down here in 1951.
I think that's about the date. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's the bulk of our collection, actually. There's so much material that came from that laboratory effort over those years.
I was interested in seeing the pictures of the laboratory, the steel room, and that's just banked with those sample specimen slides just by the thousands, and it's just incredible amount of information there.